interesting getting a response regarding lady taxi drivers around the world. Samaneh was mentioning that she thought maybe in Saudi Arabia.
Yes, I guess hoping for future purposes. But this notion of perhaps, you know, how women were not permitted to drive there, of course. And it's an interesting debate. Lots recently about a particular case that we won't get into. And I think what we were saying, that the UAE is unique because it has female taxi drivers, a section by itself, you know, a division by itself, whereas in other societies such as France and Italy and other places, especially, you know, of course, England, it's not such a segregated division, or the women and the men who are taxi drivers, are they work together,
right,
under one division.
Yeah.
There isn't this segregation.
Okay. Also saying that in India, Kerala, you'll find lady taxi drivers working in the gas station, also bus ticket conductors. I was recently in Bangalore and I was amazed, actually, I mean, to see that women were working in construction, that they were doing road building. As I was driving along, I saw women carrying extremely heavy items either on their bicycle or on their back. So it really felt very integrated in. It wasn't about whether you're a man or a woman, it was what needs to be done and you get on and do it. And also Yusuf is saying that here in the UAE, not only have we got female taxi drivers, but bus drivers as well. That's going to start to happen here in Dubai.
Yes, that's right. As long as they've got the correct training and competence, why not? It's the perception of the society regarding what is appropriate and inappropriate definitely is not fixed and written in stone. It does change, it does evolve, it does adapt, and we are witness to that. We're seeing that happening.
Yeah. Working culture, what it means to you, when you're working with your colleagues, are you embracing some of their styles, their ways of working, something different perhaps from where you've come from, or in fact you completely ignore it, you don't even acknowledge it, you don't even notice it because you're just following what you know and how you like to work? Is it a good idea to maybe look at different cultures, different work practices, and see if we can almost bring it all together here in the UAE and make our own working culture?
Mm-hmm. What I've noticed is relevant to the UAE is that there's a few issues that keep coming up in the workplace. So cultural groups sticking together or hanging out together, even though they work and they communicate and set up meetings from different with people from different backgrounds, generally, you know, at the photocopier, at the water cooler, at the canteen, they do tend to stick together, and that sometimes causes other people to feel left out or feelings of marginalization or separateness. We also have this issue of speaking languages others don't understand. You see, as we mentioned, English may not be everyone's first language, and what might be deemed polite in one culture, Suzanne, would seem rude in another culture. So the collectivist, traditional, more conservative societies find it strange when you are from a particular background to speak another language or to speak English to each other. Mm. So two Arabic speakers, they don't understand, why would you speak English to me when you are an Arab and you speak Arabic? We should be speaking Arabic to each other. Whereas someone coming from a predominantly, you know, English background finds it rude if we all speak English and you speak another language that I'm not aware of.
Mm. So, but that's really, really interesting. I think you're absolutely right. But what is that about, though? Why does somebody find that rude? Is that about culturally where you come from, whatever situation you're in, it's considered a rude thing to do? It's like somebody whispering when you're in the room, or somebody is sharing a joke that you're not a party to.
Right.
There's lots of behaviours, lots of ways that we socialise and interact, even within the workplace, even if you're all the same, having the same language, that can be misconstrued and can be, little unsettling or even offensive to certain individuals. So is it that, or is it also about actually something inherent down, deep down, it's about you're a different nationality to me and I don't understand your language and I don't like that, the fact that I don't understand?
Now, remember, the things that we talk about, we definitely don't want to generalize. I'm sure there's going to be lots of different situations that lend itself to different reasons. reasons and motivations. But by and large, the people who come from, let's say, Arabic-speaking, Farsi-speaking backgrounds, and we can add to that list as well, they find it strange to have to speak to each other in another language, or they may even find it disrespectful. Suzanne, why would I speak to you in English when you are an Arabic-speaking person?
Yeah.
I'm disrespecting my culture, my language by doing this. And some people even would go as far as to say, why are you showing off speaking English? I'm Arab. Speak to me in Arabic. I feel uncomfortable when we're speaking in a third language. But you're right. Gradually, slowly, you know, they understand that we have to feel comfortable speaking to each other in this second or third language so that everybody feels involved and included. What I noticed recently at a place where there are Filipino workers there, you know, when you go to in the service industry of getting nails done, for example, many times there are two ladies who are working there and they're speaking in Tagalog with one another. Recently, I noticed that these ladies were now speaking English with each other. And as fascinated as I was also intrigued and surprised at how is it, because, you know, their English is not fluent oftentimes. Mm. They're speaking with difficulty to one another, and they're not speaking in the language that they're comfortable with. But I asked them, I said, what's going on that I noticed you're speaking English with each other? And one of them turned around and said, it's because now we know that it's rude to speak in a language that our client may not understand, because sometimes the client feels that we might be talking about them, which definitely is not the case, but now we've instilled this particular strategy or this particular value in our working ethic, ethos, if you will, and we're told not to speak Filipino Tagalog with each other.
I've had that same experience actually, having my nails done.
Yes.
and the lady saying, oh, English to her friend,
yes,
to her work colleague, and I sort of said why, and they said because exactly the same thing.
Yes,
because we should be speaking English when we're with an English client. And I said, you know, I don't mind.
Yeah.
So carry on. But it's that acknowledgement, I suppose. But then it's not all about because you're English.
No.
Please don't think that for one moment, because this has got to work both ways across all different nationalities. And then it becomes very complex because there's lots of nationalities, lots of different languages.
Definitely.
Here.
Yeah. And if English is the common ground, is the common stage, then it really should be respected. Or at least there's got to be some sort of etiquette involved in saying, apologies at the moment, I don't know how to express this in English. Can I express it in my other language and then I'll get back to you, or try to figure out a way to express to you what I mean? People don't use that etiquette, and when it's not used, it makes the other people involved feel very uncomfortable. We've had cases in which consultants, employees, senior management, sitting in a meeting with people from 12 different nationalities, they suddenly break into 5 different languages. And, you know, can you imagine how ineffective that meeting might be, or the miscommunication that's going on, or the poor person who's required to take down the minutes of that meeting,
yes,
when all these different languages are being spoken and details are being missed out?
Good morning, Habib. He's saying about language as well, and he's suggesting that maybe, as particularly because we're in an Arab-speaking country, that everyone should learn English and Arabic. That's quite a feat, but I think it's a great idea in essence, that I just, even if one could just learn a few words, or even just take that time to understand where somebody's coming from, if they're not from your place where you've grown up, where you've come from.
Yeah.
A little bit of that would go a long way, I think, in making working relationships a little bit easier, not just working relationships, but all those, as you mentioned earlier, coming across people in the service industry, how we are when we're out there in the shops, when we're in the restaurants, just how we are with each other, really.
Mm-hmm.
How kind are we? How tolerant are we? How understanding are we of other cultures?
Yeah, and there's this wonderful dimension of organizational citizenship behavior in research that it looks at not only at cultural differences, but kind of merges personality differences as well as cultural differences in regards to work ethics, as you just mentioned. And it has 4 different dimensions, including altruism, so voluntary actions that help other other people with a work problem, how likely are you to step up and help? How likely are you to say, no, that's not my problem, it's not my issue, so I would rather not get involved? Instructing a new hire on how to use equipment, helping a coworker catch up with backlog of work, fetching materials that a colleague needs and can't maybe get on their own. All these different points are built into us as we're growing up, that to what extent we feel it's our responsibility to be altruistic or not to be.
Yeah. We'll explore more of those aspects, breaking it down, the working environment that you are in today here in the UAE, working culture. Yes, absolutely. Organisational citizenship, behaviour, respect, understanding. As you already mentioned there, altruism, how much you'll help, courtesy, so etiquette, behaviours, so many things to consider when you're in the workplace, never mind what you've actually got to get done today, you know, actually just doing the job in hand, and then you've got to take on board all these other aspects as well. We asked earlier, as a community, as a society, do we want to be thought of as a melting pot or as a tossed salad? It seems that tossed salad is winning out at the moment.
Yes, it is.